have a retirement plan at your company? When is the right time to add one to the benefits package for yourself and your employees? From the home base in Brookfield, Wisconsin, welcome to the latest episode of Inside Connect and Simplify, sponsored by the Benefit Companies. Roger here, human capital management consultant, marketing guy, and your host for this chat with the newest member of the Benefit Companies family. Today is a meet and greet and get to know Paul Dowd. Paul joins us after 30 years of experience in the retirement industry at big name companies like Morningstar, DWS Scudder, Schwab, Guardian, and New York Life. He holds a degree in business and finance from the University of Illinois and the Series 65 license, and then all the letters at the end of his business card, CIMA, AIF, and CEBS. I assume you understand the magnitude of those credentials. You should look them up if you don't. Now, Paul joins us to help us expand our retirement company client base. So today, Paul is going to talk about companies without a retirement plan, why they should consider starting now, and when is the best time of year to start a plan. Welcome, Paul. Let's chat.
Thanks.
So, a company does not have a retirement plan yet. How do you start a discovery chat with that business owner?
Well, my goal in a discovery chat would be to first get the owner to put their goals into words. They might not have ever thought about what they really want out of a retirement plan, but they probably have goals as a business owner of what they want. So that's our goal. The way we do that is, first of all, just take time to appreciate that owner of the business taking time to talk to us, because it's time out of their day. On the other hand, once we get that pleasantry done, then we want to get into what's really going to help them. So the way we start that is by asking about their highly valued, long service key employees. The attitudes they have about those employees are really going to tell me a lot about what types of retirement solutions they might want to have. And they're also going to help me see how much they need to attract and retain those type of employees. Once we've got some of those goals in mind, now more verbalized, then I do get a little bit into, you know, what some of the benefits are from a retirement plan, such as this plan will probably give them the ability to attract and retain good employees. They also, with a retirement plan, the business owner gets a very tax efficient way to distribute profits to the owners and the employees. And nice thing about a retirement plan is it gives employees the potential to exit the job with dignity. So, you know, we've all heard of people who are 75 and still working and have a great career, but there's also people who are 75 who really just would like to be home, like to be retired, maybe doing something else, and they can't because they financially are not able to. So giving the employees the ability to build up to that point where they can retire with dignity, I think, is a real reason to offer a plan.
Understood. So as you're asking these probing questions you just outlined, what do you typically hear as reasons for not having a plan in place? I would guess some of the top reasons would be they need education on retirement plans, or they need to know about expenses or timing. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I think some people are scared of the administrative responsibilities with regard to retirement plan. They might have heard that they have a lot of jobs to do if they bring on a retirement plan. And then there's always cost. You know, there will be a cost associated with running a retirement plan, some startup costs and such things like that. So if they've heard about costs but haven't really thought about those in relation to the benefits that they'll get from offering a plan and having that plan available both to themselves and then to their, you know, employees, that could be a concern. If all you look at is cost, then you're not going to see the benefits. And some business owners really are mostly concerned about getting a retirement plan for themselves. In other words, their employees are employees, but they want to just take care of themselves. So maybe they've set up an IRA or some other system, and they maybe haven't even realized the benefit that they can get as a business owner by offering a plan to their employees. And then something that's, you know, was a buzzword in the industry for many years now is fiduciary liability. So if a business owner starts a retirement plan, they are taking on some fiduciary liability type positions where they've got responsibilities as a business owner. The good thing is they can outsource a lot of that liability, and that's what we're here to help them with. But the fact is they do have liability as a business owner. And I think some business owners actually think they know about retirement plans, and might not realize the full benefit that they can get out of offering a plan. So they might have decided they don't need this option.
All right. So you've heard what's on their mind a little bit. And now chances are they'll allow you to give them some information on the benefits of having a plan. So let's start with, what are some of the benefits to the employees themselves? What are they?
First, I'd like to start by saying part of the most fun and the thing that's made my jobs fun in the last 30 years is the fact that these plans across the country really do help individual people get a better life for themselves. Albert Einstein once said the eighth wonder of the world is compounding interest. 401k plans really allow people to take advantage of that concept. And then the number two thing is for employees is we find that people really need the discipline that comes with a 401k plan in order to actually save money for retirement. I looked up some stats and found that the typical 40-year-old has about $4,000 or so in savings outside retirement plan, but their 401k balance is typically about $90,000. So to me, this means the 401k is really helping people get money they never would have had in the first place. And when they have that money, they're getting this tax-deferred benefit on that money. And a lot of plans, you know, to attract and retain these really high-value key employees, they're going to offer some type of free money to the employees, some type of matching program, some type of company contributions. And, you know, nobody out there is, no bank is going to offer you, you know, free money just for working with them. So these plans really help people get that done. And then another thing I found that's really come to the front lately is the fact that people don't have to have every dollar to be independently wealthy in a plan to make it worthwhile. For some people, the best that they can do is save some money to complement what Social Security will give them. But we all know people who've tried to survive just on Social Security, and that's a pretty hard lifestyle. Those people who can take a 401k plan and supplement that, add $5,000, $10,000 a year in spending power to what the Social Security system gives them, you know, really helping themselves, and we think they'll have a much better retirement. And then another thing retirement plans bring is the benefit of professional investment assistance to these individuals. So you probably know, you just think about it, typical multimillionaire person in the country today, they're going to have a financial planner. They're going to have somebody doing their money management for them. Typical person with, you know, $10,000 in their investments as an individual is not going to have a financial planner. They're trying to do this on their own. And we think that, you know, of all the multimillionaires, well, let's just say most of them have a financial planner. We want to bring that kind of assistance to the people in retirement plans. And when you do this on a group basis, which is what 401k plans allow us to do, we can often get the costs for these investment advice type programs brought way down so that the people can afford them. And the last thing I think, kind of reiterating everything I've already said, is a retirement plan gives the people freedom in retirement. So they have the ability to really have some independence and make some decisions about maybe they want to do some traveling. Maybe they want to, you know, go see their family. And if you're just trying to live on Social Security alone, which is the other alternative, probably not going to be able to do the things you want to do.
So that's a great outline of what the employees get out of the plan. Of course, a retirement plan benefits the owner and the business as well. So talk about, give us an outline of what are the benefits to the owner and the company.
I think number one, the reason why almost every business owner starts a 401k plan is because they realize the need to attract and retain important employees, employees who are going to be the key to their business success. And most every employee out there, and Roger, you would attest to what you've seen in the rest of your business, employees want certain benefits. If they look at a company, they want to know, for example, that hopefully they have some healthcare coverage. They want some things. One of the main requests other than healthcare coverage is a retirement plan. So companies need to just have that in order to be competitive. And then another thing is that when a company offers this, the key employees can take advantage of the plan themselves. And one of the misconceptions about the retirement plan industry is that the plans have to be for the participants. The reality is the Department of Labor and the government is very clear that the plan can be designed to benefit the owners and benefit the organization. Once it's designed and put in place, it must be operated for the benefit of the participants and no, you know, discrimination and things like that. But plans can be designed to benefit the business. And so, you know, for example, if you have look at just a basic personal IRA, the contribution limit's like $6,500 a year for 2022. In a retirement plan, you could potentially be looking at the owners putting away over $60,000 a year for retirement and having a tax write-off on all that, or a tax deferral on that at least. Potentially, some groups can combine different retirement plans. So we're talking today, we're focused on 401k plans, but the benefit of having a consultant working with you is some groups need to add more than one type of plan into their mix, and we can help get that done. Another thing is, you know, we don't want to be all about the bandwagon, but if you think about all the major corporations in America offer a 401k plan, there must be something to it. There must be some reason they're doing it. And typically the owners of small businesses might not have done this before because of the costs that they perceive. And, we've seen those costs come down to where typically a small business can save more in personal taxes than it will cost them to run the plan. And then just some fun things lately with the Secure Act and the government, there's been incentives added to add plans. So companies can actually get tax credits for offering a retirement plan. And then the other thing is employers get business deductions. So it's been common in the past to lump all the costs of the retirement plan into the investment costs. But what a lot of businesses have found is that they can actually take a business deduction on writing basically a check for some of the fees related to the plan. That keeps the cost of the plan minimal and brings a lot of benefit to the actual participants who are using that plan. And the last thing, just kind of reiterating, I think we talked about this already, but the business owners themselves, remember, they can get benefits from this plan. They can get tax deferred treatment on a significant portion of their income. And, the last other thing is the costs. Costs have been coming down. So I think it's a good time for a business owner, if you don't have a plan, to look at, you know, between the government incentive as well as the cost for running a plan coming down, might be better than you think or better than you've heard of in the past.
It would seem then that, and this is not necessarily off topic, basically what you just said was, within the last handful of years, things have changed. So if you looked at something 5 years ago and said, I can't afford it, things have changed now, maybe you can, or maybe you're going to get some more benefit, some credits, whatever it might be, that make it more palatable. Is that a fair statement?
Very much so. As a matter of fact, what you just said applies, even if a company has an existing plan in place and they haven't really looked at it in the last 5 years, just by going through a study of that plan, they might find some significant cost savings they can take advantage of, some significant plan design issues they could improve upon. So I typically say that about every 5 years, if you don't have a plan, look at starting one. If you do have a plan, you should still take a nice, thorough review of that plan and make sure it's the best for you.
That totally makes sense. All right. So one of the things I mentioned in the beginning was timing. And I know I've talked to business owners before. They just weren't sure when we start one. Like, how do we go about figuring out what day of the year, what time of year do we put one in place? So talk about timing and include in that if you can. You know, is there a best time to do it? How do the credits factor in? I don't know if you can speak to that, but just what's timing all about?
All right. So we'll just start by saying, first of all, I'm not a tax planner. So I'll always defer and tell companies to check with their CPAs about any special rules that I might not be thinking about that would apply to them. But I think after 30 years, I can give you some general guidelines. And the first one is to go back to Albert Einstein. You know, this whole idea of compound returns, we want to take advantage of that. And a good way to look at that is for every 5 years a person waits to start saving for retirement, they typically have to double the out-of-pocket money they put into a plan to have a good retirement. So what that means is sooner is better. If it's September, do it. If it's January, great. The only thing I would put in as a little caveat there is when you get about December at the end of the year, there's notices that need to go to employees. When you start a retirement plan, you want to make sure people know what's coming. There's actually timing and rules, which we could help with to make sure those get done right. But the key is, once you get to December, you might want to just time a plan to start with the beginning of the new year. Again, not being an accountant, I will tell you, some plans decide to time their plans based on their fiscal year. Some plans decide to time their plans based on their calendar year. So again, I would refer you to your, you know, your tax professional, your CPA on that. But the biggest thing, the simple answer to your question is, start it as soon as possible.
All right, so anything else about, we're going to talk about this in a second, but anything else about starting a plan that somebody needs to know about? I mean, certainly we know it takes a certain amount of time for us to help them get one in play. We'll get to that. Anything else jump off, though, about starting a plan?
I'd say the first thing is, don't let the fact that you're not an expert slow you down. In other words, call in the experts, call in the benefit companies, say, hey, I'm interested in starting a plan. What do we need to do? And I look at it as, I love driving cars. I've had a few good ones in my lifetime. I don't have to know how to build the car to enjoy the ride. So for the retirement plan, think of it the same way. All you need to know is you want one. We'll show you the basics of operating it and leave the hard work of building it to the professionals.
Understood. So then timing, as far as how long does it actually take? So if we're starting from scratch and we have this first meeting and you and I are talking, I'm the business owner, and I say, yeah, let's get one started. How much time are we talking about before we're actually going to get it in play?
Yeah, we can always try to put rushes on things, but to make it smooth, I tend to say about 10 weeks to get things running. And the only reason really we want the 10 weeks is because we want to work with the participants, the people who are going to actually be the contributors to the plan, and make sure they have plenty of notice and timing of what's coming. And there are rules regarding that. So we want to make sure that happens. So when you put all that into play, it's about 10 weeks.
Okay. So let's talk about the future then, see if we can. What have you heard, and this is kind of going backwards, but what have you heard from companies you've worked with that years later you go, okay, we put a plan in place, it's 2 years later, 5 years later, whatever, down the road. What have you heard from people, owners, participants in those plans as they have experienced working in a 401k plan then?
The first thing I'll say is they're glad they did it. Put that in more, you know, distinct wording. I think companies are shocked 5-10 years later at how much their plans are worth, how much they've grown. They actually get pricing power as they grow. What that means is you're going to start a plan. And as we said, there's cost to have a plan and cost to run a plan. But a lot of the investment companies out there, they make their money based on the assets in these retirement plans. You can take advantage of that, and you'd be surprised how fast your plan can grow to be taking advantage of some of these cost benefits. So the first thing is I've actually visited companies in 30 years where I visit them as a young, you know, just getting started type of plan. Visit them 5-10 years later. You've got companies with multi-million dollar balances in just a short period of time. So I think that's the way we go. It's really important to make sure that these companies know that just getting started is a very big first step. It'll take some effort, but once they run, the plans tend to, you know, work pretty well.
All right, so let's summarize. Let's just give a few bullet points again. What's a good summary of why a company should consider a plan, and how can we here at the benefit companies help them do that?
First of all, the why is really important. If a business owner has a desire to attract and retain good, high-value employees, they pretty much need to have a 401k, some type of plan like this. Once you decide that you need a plan, then again, just like that car example I gave, you don't want to have to be the one to spend all your time running the plan and doing the work for the plan. You want to bring in the experts. You want to bring in people who can consult with you. So that's where the benefit companies comes in. Benefit companies can ask you what you would like, but also give you guidance, not just open questions saying, what do you like? We can give you some ideas on what could be done. So for just to give you how extreme this can go, some companies have owners who want to defer large amounts. We're talking $200,000 a year. There are plan designs that could potentially make that happen. So I'm not going to promise that everybody on this listening to this podcast can set up such a plan. But if you want to do more than you thought was potentially possible, bring that up in the meeting. And the professionals can maybe make that happen with some kind of different combinations of plan designs.
All right, Paul. So thanks for that summary. And now, I know I do this every time I have a specific topic, and today's retirement plans is the specific topic. But I also talk about all the other things we're specialists in. And we are experts in human resources, time labor management, employee benefits, Affordable Care Act compliance, and payroll. And we also have a trademarked human capital management platform called Connect and Simplify, which can integrate all of these functions in one single sign-on cloud-based platform. As far as I know, we're the only company that can integrate all of these functions in-house. So the question now is, Paul, what do you see as the biggest benefit of having a retirement plan in an HCM platform and being integrated with the other aspects of payroll and HR and benefits?
Well, one of the very first questions you asked me was, what's one of the impediments to starting a plan in the eyes of a lot of business owners? And I think one of those impediments was the administrative duties they'll have as a business owner to run a plan and operate a plan. And I think with everything that the benefit companies brings together to help a business in all these other areas, the 401k plan will just flow smoothly through all that integrated work. And a lot of things that would require separate steps and separate processes and checks and balances, they're going to be done by the benefit companies rather than having to be done by the business owner. And I think that gives the business owner more time to do what they want to do, which is run their business and be successful.
Understood. So thank you for that. And I know we're going to talk about more things down the road because we have lots of topics, as we sat here and thought about what we were going to talk about today. So appreciate you giving us the starting point of why you should even have a plan. As we go forward, we'll talk about companies that have a plan in place and maybe some of the things that they need to do. And you mentioned having a review of a plan just to make sure it's up to date. It's current and it's getting all the advantages it needs to have. We'll do that next, and we'll talk about other things too as we get into the end of the year when the retirement plan process ramps up. We also talk about how do you report. We'll do all those things at some point along the way. Was this fairly painless for you so far, Paul?
Oh, so far, so good. This is great. As you said, we have lots of topics we can cover, but we'll stick to starting a plan today, and I think that's a great place for a lot of companies that haven't done it yet to start.
So thanks for listening. Appreciate that. Again, if you have any questions, you want to learn more about what we do here at the benefit companies, you want to talk about retirement plans in specific, go to connectandsimplify.com and start it with a contact form there, or just call me directly at 262-278-8522, and I will start the conversation with you and bring in the specialists that you need to talk with. So again, thanks for listening. Be well.
Find our podcast inside Connect and Simplify in all of the following places, so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Go to connectandsimplify.com/podcast to find our entire library of podcasts. Also find us on Alexa, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Amazon Music, Listen Notes, Google Podcasts, Pandora, and Podbean. Thanks for listening.